Daily Light, November the 29th, morning. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. How precious is your steadfast love, O God! The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you have given them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light do we see light. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house. Psalm 65, verse 4. Psalm 27, 4. Matthew 5, verse 6. Luke 1, 53. Psalm 107, verse 9. John 6, 35. Psalm 36, 7 to 9. Daily Light, November the 29th, evening. But do you now believe? What good is it, my brothers, if someone say he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promise was in the act of offering up his only son. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that a person is justified by works, and not by faith alone. The one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. You will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Do you now believe? John 16, 31. And James 2, verses 14 and 17. Hebrews 11, 17 to 19. James 2, 21 and 24. James 1, 25. Matthew 7, verses 20 and 21, and John 13, 17.